flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. Two pieces of house cleaning. One is Rico just told me something that I, again, it's why I hate people. So apparently now, if you don't agree, you're a bad person. Meaning, if you didn't vote for Dan Campbell to be coach of the year, you're bad. Like, Rico, you're just telling me now.
Well, you're going to be outed.
So
people are
going to
know
what?
Who you voted for.
Okay.
And now you can get angry at folks and say, well, you know, you didn't vote for Dan Campbell. You hate Detroit.
Yeah, or you can get an effing life. There's an idea. I don't think you need to go out and harass people. Why? Because Kevin O'Connell, who had one game worse than you with a team that was supposed to be one of the worst teams in football,
last
who had
in the
a
division.
Talentless ginger moron as a quarterback, guided them to 14-3. You're right. He has no case to be coach of the year. It should just be all Dan Campbell all the time, who had one of the best teams in the league going into the year. A team many, including myself, who said they'd win the Super Bowl. And he was simply one game better than Minnesota. So you're right. There couldn't possibly be a conversation. No, there couldn't. There, you just could never find your way to vote for the other guy. Grow up.
Well, think about this.
Grow up.
Minnesota actually lost their quarterback. I think they were going to go into the season with in J.J. McCarthy.
Correct.
Before the season started. Darnold just kind of picked up the baton and ran with it.
I'm telling you, first of all, it's society in general. But second of all, we're here in Detroit. This fan base needs to get a grip. Not everything's Honolulu Blue all the time. Not everything's a personal affront. And it's not you versus everybody, because everybody loves you.
D-V-E. Detroit versus everybody.
No, it's not, though.
No. But that's how some feel.
Well, DVE. Okay, they're idiots because everyone loves the Lions. The Lions are one of the most popular teams in the league, one of the most wagered on teams in the league. They get the most primetime games. Everyone talks glowingly about them. You know what? You don't get to win every award. Grow the F up. You don't need to harass people. That's ridiculous. Detroit versus everybody. No, their behavior is insecurity versus all. That's all this is. Wah. Oh, our coach didn't win coach of the year. Think fast. Who won coach of the year last year? Don't know. Who won coach of the year 2 years ago? Don't know. It's meaningless. You know who's not losing sleep over it? Dan Campbell. But if that's what your reality is, if that's what your self-worth is tied to, and you want to go attack people.
Hey, good news. Ben Johnson won assistant coach of the year.
Don't care. I'm just making a point. Well, you told me during a break that's crazy that people now are going to deal with what?
Well,
insanity?
No. Well, what happens is when you find out who voted, it's just like when you find, that's why I think they've kept the name of the person who did not vote for Ichiro out. Because once you know the name of that person, now everybody's going to come after you, calling you an idiot.
Right,
and
but hold on. I think there should be accountability to whether you voted responsibly. Now, if it is Ichiro, that is a first ballot unanimous Hall of Famer. 49 out of 50. Do you know what wasn't unanimous? Coach of the year.
Yeah.
It's a debate. It's a discussion. I don't care if someone voted for O'Connell because, frankly, the win total for the team was 5. They won 14 games.
Yeah. I mean, if I had a vote, Campbell probably wouldn't have been second on mine. I would have won with the Commanders.
Well, you know what? Well, you're a bleephole. All right, so let me give you the other thing on a lighter note. I just don't think there's a reason to abuse people because they voted differently. But did you see what Snoop Dogg did to Belichick? No. NFL honors was last night.
No.
So Belichick showed up with the girl he's dating, which I'm sorry. This is just a 50-year age gap. You have a mental disorder, both her and him. It's ridiculous. You're 75, you're dating a 24-year-old. Stop. Just cut it out. But I digress. He also took the very underrated step of wearing all of his Super Bowl rings. Not one of them. He was geared up like he was getting into a street fight.
Watch out. Looking at this photo.
So Snoop Dogg does the monologue. And he says, I've been a football fan for a long, long time. I mean, I remember back when the Cowboys was good. I remember back when the Chiefs were bad. And I remember, what was it? Bill Belichick's girlfriend wasn't even born yet. Like, you look at the photo of these two.
I'm looking at it right now. Like,
I'm sorry. And I don't want to hear about, well, old rich guy with young hot girl. That's one thing. 75 and 25 is a mental disorder. It's the same stuff like this Leonardo DiCaprio stuff. You're in your 50s and you're dating 20-year-olds. You messed up. Man, nothing to talk about. They're kids. They're kids. You're 75. She's old enough to be your granddaughter.
I was about to say, it looks like the proud grandfather as she's getting ready to go to something. And it's ridiculous. Like, you took a photo with her. Like,
it's ridiculous. And he's every bit as guilty as she is. It's ridiculous. If Bill was dating a woman in her late 30s, early 40s, even then it would be a stretch. But I'd say, you know what? God bless. Do whatever you like. You are dating a child. It's ridiculous. He deserves to be made fun of, and so does she. It's absurd. It is a mental disorder.
I mean, when you're dating somebody that's older, I mean, younger than your children.
Bill Belichick might be older than her grandparents, okay? There's nothing to talk about.
Right, I'm just saying, he's probably old. Yeah, I know he's older than her parents, and like,
yeah, it's crazy. So you know what? You show up to an awards show, there's going to be some lighthearted banter. No, I don't think anybody should get attacked. Sorry, Coach of the Year, gatekeepers. But, yeah, you're going to get your balls broken.
Why did he bring all his rings out?
It's insanity. It's insane. The photo's insane, and she wore a cheerleading ring. It's insanity in a photo.
This is the biggest look-at-me moment I've seen in a long time.
Whatever. Whatever. Boy, Brady did a number on Belichick. He lost his mind. All right, David, a couple of ticket texts and we'll move on. What do you got? What do you say? What do you know?
Kenny Cott, what an embarrassing performance. Mm-hmm. Someone else says, four hot dogs, that's weak. I could beat that. I ate 23 to get a plaque at CMU. That is Tim in Farmington. 3.75 hot dogs is horrible. That's an appetizer, someone says.
Listen, Kenny disappointed everybody. And frankly, I think his roller should be taken away. It's a disgrace.
It was a letdown. It was a look-ahead spot. I was looking ahead to the Super Bowl. And
look-ahead spot.
And I got caught up in the moment, boys. Sorry if I let you down.
It's okay. David, go ahead.
Someone says for the Super Bowl, you have to do cheesesteaks this weekend. Someone else says, job well done, job better done by TJ.
That's right. That's right. Shout out to Dapper Dan.
And they are agreeing with you guys. He said you're right. A little cornstarch or baking powder is key when you're trying to get the wings crisp.
I'll call TJ. We'll get him set straight.
Wow.
What?
No, to put things in perspective, when Bill Belichick got that first ring, I think she may have been one.
What would you like me to say? It's an embarrassment.
No, I'm just when you piece things like that, like,
look, it's
wow.
The same thing. Al Pacino's 83. He just got a girl pregnant. She's 25. Al won't be there tomorrow to change the baby's diaper. It's irresponsible. Yeah, it's outrageous.
Yeah, he also has enough money to change that diaper, have somebody do it for him.
Not really. Al's finances, not great.
Oh, really?
Neither are De Niro's.
Oh.
Why do you think they've made so many bad movies?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a real story there. Oh, I'm serious. I'll send you some stuff.
Okay.
The point is, it's irresponsible. Sorry. 83 with a 26-year-old. They both ought to have their head examined.
Correct. And someone says she could definitely be his great-granddaughter.
I mean, think about it. Like, his first Super Bowl, she was one. Just to put things in perspective.
They're in perspective. I've thought long and hard about this. It's creepy.
You're correct. They're losers for harassing people who didn't vote for Dan Campbell as Coach of the Year. Remember, Andy Reid has never won that award before. Who cares?
No, from Eric. It's this thing, too. It's you don't play for the team. You don't get bonus points. What do you get? Harassment points? I harassed a writer in L.A. because they voted for Kevin O'Connell. They didn't do a write-in and vote themselves as Coach of the Year. Are you saying O'Connell has no claim? I'd argue O'Connell did more with less. Campbell did an unbelievable job. We know Dan Campbell's one of the five best coaches in football. But to act like O'Connell didn't deserve some votes, you're telling me Campbell should have been unanimous? So now you want to go after Kay Adams? You know what? I don't live in that world. That's crazy behavior to me. I'm sorry. You're looking at me like, why are you so pissed? Because I don't understand people. I don't have the time in my day to get upset about that. And then much less log into an apparatus and go and like dox people or I just don't get it. It's Friday. Go home.
I'm with you.
Dan Campbell had an unbelievable year. What do you want to do? Send him a plaque. Have Za'Darius Smith make him a Coach of the Year plaque, even though he didn't win it. Didn't he make himself a ring? There. Call Za'Darius.
A ring and a captaincy.
We'll get it hooked up. Don't harass people. It's ridiculous. Go ahead. I tell you what. Time out. We got to do who said it. You got to be curious. I'll stop there.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah?
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Evan Jenkins joining us. We're going to do Who Said It. Let's get to it. All right, so our coworkers say things. David has gotten very crafty at these. We have to figure out who said it. Now, David, who's eligible? Let's start with that.
6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay, it's a full potato. Everybody ready? Let's begin.
All right, let's go. That roster right there is good enough to win the Super Bowl. I bet you Brad Holmes believes that as well. They won 15 games with a depleted version of that defense.
All right, so this has got to be someone who's anti-Garrett. That would point me towards Middays. Middays got the calls about people being anti-Garrett. Therefore, the hosts would have to partially agree with it if they're going to take 4 hours of calls with it.
The that right there, that sounds like a Gatorism. That roster right there, that sounds like Gator.
One more time, David, please.
Well, your microphone's
one
not
more time,
on.
David, please.
Sure. That roster right there is good enough to win the Super Bowl. I bet you Brad Holmes believed that as well. They won 15.
Yep, we lost him.
I got you. I got you. You good. You good.
They won 15 games with a depleted version of that defense.
Hmm. I'm trying to think, was anybody in the morning feeling anti, like, you know what, this team is good enough? I was thinking about that.
Kenny? Or have the hot dogs corroded your brain?
A little bit. No, my guess is Gator. Like I said, I think that roster right there, that sounds like Gator to me.
I'm going to say same show. I'm going to go with Kang.
Evan.
Oh, so that roster was not good enough to win a Super Bowl. Like, it wasn't good enough playing. To win a playoff game.
They're not playing. Last time I checked.
I think it's Gator as well. I agree with Kenny.
Okay. I immediately went there because of the topic we did earlier in the week. And Kenny was like, guys, it's all anti-Garrett calls in the middays. I'll go Gator. Who said it?
Bang.
Next.
Number two.
I can quit.
I don't think you're losing a ton off this team on the back end of this because you can't afford to pay everybody. You might lose a player or two, but the player you're getting is the best player on defense.
Feels Costa.
Yeah.
That feels Costa-esque to me. That's my initial thought, but let's talk through it.
See, I was thinking same show, but I was thinking more of Jansen.
I don't know. I didn't listen, so I can't help you. But go ahead.
I think it's Costa. I heard it in Costa voice at first, and then you said it, and it confirmed it. So I'm going to say Costa.
You think it's John. Why? What led you there? All right. Hot dogs.
He was talking to you, hot dogs.
Oh. I'm leaving.
They brought the beignets out.
Rico's just distracted by powdered sugar.
Right, yeah. They brought the beignets out.
What am I doing here?
I'm going to guess Gov just to fill the quota of the morning show, but I do believe it is morning show.
No, I just think it's John because he's talking about the best players there. Don't worry. More about not worrying about the back end of things. It just sounds like something John would say.
All right, David, who said it? This man is pestilence. Unbelievable. I hate this game.
Number three.
He's like Tom Izzo after a basketball game. Well, you know.
You're going to help out your new defensive coordinator and everybody on your defense. And you know what else you're going to help? Your offense.
Ooh. One more time, David.
You're smarming that.
You're going to help out your new defensive coordinator and everybody on your defense. And you know what else you're going to help? Your offense.
I think I said that.
I think Kang said that.
I think anybody with a brain said it. So I got nothing. Kenny, you got to help us sort through this a little now.
That's such a vague opinion that I think anybody could have had that opinion. It's not saying anything. It's not, you know, hard hitting.
I'm going to go off the board. Go, Heather.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding. I think I said it.
I'm going to guess John. I don't know. It sounds like a simple take from a simple man.
All right. Based off of that, I'm going to choose Mike Filani then.
Yeah, but Rico says he said it.
I'm just throwing something against the wall.
But then again, if I said it, that really means you said it.
Yeah, all I know is I heard it on the show and somebody said it.
David, I don't know, man.
Who said it?
Everybody's in already?
I don't.
Mike hasn't really gotten in, but.
No, I because Rico, both him and I said something like that.
Right.
Truthfully, I can't separate it. I just go ahead. I hear. I'll say me. He says him. I don't know. We'll see if either of us get it right. Go ahead.
Simple man. Thank you, Kenny.
Yeah, by the way, Kenny, do you want to retract that statement where you basically called Rico a low intellect moron?
You know what David does? He pulls out 5 seconds of a clip that anybody could have said that was clearly not all you had to say about it, Rico.
Hence the game. That's who said it?
Basically said it. The game, Kenny.
5 seconds thanks. Of a clip.
That's, thanks, guys. Got yeah, a hot thanks, dog thanks, brain. Kenny.
Are you okay?
No, he's not.
Just read the next one.
He's not okay. He is having a hard time over here.
My God.
Next.
My God.
It's rough. Hey, would I take 10 sacks from Myles Garrett? Yeah. Yeah, I will. But it's also another reason to say, not at all cost.
Gator. No. Mm-mm. Doug.
No.
John.
I want to say Doug. Doug is like sold, but not totally sold, just for a certain price.
I'm going to say Wojo shaking both hands.
No, well, that's kind of solid what I saw.
Read it again before we continue. I want to hear.
Sure. Hey, would I take 10 sacks for Myles Garrett? Yeah, I will. But it's also another reason to say not at all cost.
And Doug's big on repeating a word in a sentence when he's trying to make a point.
I'll go Doug.
It's just what I've gained.
And I really like Rico's Wojo guess. I'm going to steal it.
All right, we got a couple Wojos, a couple Dougs.
I mean, Wojo might be.
Woj was on for like 20 minutes this week.
They did talk Myles Garrett after the day after we had the full phone lines.
Oh, yeah. I'm so good.
And I think they had a real show that day, too.
What, an hour?
Yeah.
I'm going Crash.
All right, I'll go Doug. You're going to be right, though. It's going to be Wojo. It's just, I feel this. Go ahead, David. Who said it?
There you go.
All right. That's like the pressure's off.
Because
like
he repeats himself when he's trying to, he'll emphasize one word.
He's got to fill the time. All right. So
I'm 500. I'm good.
No, you did great. All right. One more. All right. Everybody settle in. Here we go.
The Tigers, we know they're on the verge of something. They were in the playoffs last year. So go get Alex Bregman. Oh.
Jim Cutts.
That feels like cookies. Yeah. He has treated Alex Bregman like he's Babe Ruth.
Ooh.
He's all bricked up.
Could have been Rieger.
Oh, no. Read it again. God. Read it one more time. Sorry, Kenny, and then we'll come to you. Or we'll go to you first. Or we'll go back to David.
The Tigers, we know, they're on the verge of something. They were in the playoffs last year, so go get Alex Bregman.
I hear it in the whiny Costa. Like, they're on the verge of something.
I'm going to go with Rieger. I hear it in the Rieger. Let's just state the obvious.
I hear it in the Costa matter of fact. Mm-hmm. I know I'm smarter than you. I have all the answers voice. I'm going to go Jim.
You mean his general standard tone?
Yeah.
I'll go Costa. I have to. He is overrated Bregman so
bad. He's been dreaming about him.
But he's so over the top. He acts like he's Juan Soto. I'll go Costa. David, who said it?
So close.
I'm shocked. I'm in disbelief that Wojo did that. I am, because Wojo came in here and said he agreed with our take.
Or he could have been mocking somebody.
Yes. I was about to say he was probably mocking
Rieger. Yeah.
They did a topic about all teams being in Detroit and what they should do.
Yes. Okay. Good job, David.
Decent job.
Go to hell. All right. That's who said it. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. We've talked some Super Bowl. We've obviously talked about and will be getting back into Aiden Hutchinson's comments on Myles Garrett. You can read into it what you want. You could take nothing out of it. I think it's weird. I don't think weird is good or bad. I think it's weird. We're going to do it in about 9 minutes. I wanted to just do this quick update from the I have no idea what's going on with Alex Bregman update desk. What a bizarre free agency. Now, allegedly, after saying we lost Alex Bregman, the Astros have now jumped back in with an improved offer. Boy, doesn't that sound like Scott Boras telling you something that may not be true, but fine. Yesterday, we briefly said it. Bregman and Boras are steadfast. They want a 6 or 7 year deal. I would guess he would sign this weekend. I mean, you get to a point, you kind of got to make a decision. So, look, I don't want to pay him 6 or 7 years. I don't think it's a good contract. I think it's actually a really bad one. 5, I'm in. 4, all in. I'm with Rico in that regard. But Monday when we take the air, has Alex Bregman signed anywhere, much less Detroit? You think no?
No.
You think this carries on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there doesn't seem to be a sense
of
urgency.
How about the Dodgers? Why don't they just sign him too? I mean, honestly. Let him ride the bench.
We'll give you the 7 years, but we're going to defer the money.
And we're going to pay in 2060.
Right. So we're going to pay you in peanuts, literal peanuts, for the first 5 years.
But no. All right. So you say no. Kenny, do you think by the time we take the air Monday, Bregman is signed somewhere?
No, I'm with Rico. I think this situation just stubbornly carries out for a little bit longer.
Do you think the Tigers are still in it?
I think there's a shot. I think there's a lot of teams still in it. I think there's kind of probably a log jam, and Scott Boras is trying to do his best to get the best deal done.
Here's the thing for me, guys, to both of you. I think it's pretty telling. Normally, there's one huckleberry in the room that'll cave and kind of do the stupid deal. I think everybody's approaching this the same way. I mean, for him to ask for 7 years is that's a ridiculous. Six, I don't want to do. Five, I'll listen. Four, I'm all in. Every team's pretty much behaving that way, right?
I think the Tigers are still in this thing, but I think the Tigers are the, you know what? When you're serious, you call me. But I'm not doing this. But when you get to serious, Matt, yeah, pick up the phone, call me. We'll take the call, and then we'll hammer something out. But I'm not in for this dog and pony show.
I really, Rico, wonder. I mean, he turned down six at 158 from the Astros at the onset. Do you think he's going to get north of $158 million when he signs? Or am I stupid for thinking that's a real question mark for me? Like,
I don't think that there's the market there for that. But you know what? It doesn't mean you can't ask for it.
That's true.
It just means that at some point, it's like anything. It's like a house. You could sit there and say, I want $1 million for this house. I really like the house. I'll give you $600,000. I want $1 million. Okay, you know what? That's my offer. Here's my card. When you come to your senses, give me a call. And if you can find, as you say, the huckleberry who's like, I'll give you $1,000,001, sold.
Don't you think there's going to be a team, though, that's gripping the steering wheel a little bit too tight and says, all right, fine.
No, because as the season gets closer and closer, I think teams are ready to hit their contingency plans. They already know, okay, if we don't get him, we're going to go this direction. If it were going to happen, Kenny, I think it would have happened a long time ago because you would have had a bidding war. You can't have a bidding war if you don't have anybody bidding. That's where he's at right now. Like, seriously, he's just looking at the phone like, did anybody call today? Nope. All right, I'll call back tomorrow.
See, I think they've bid. I just don't think the deals line up with what Boras. And again, you know, I love how Boras takes all the blame for this. You do realize Scott Boras works for the player. The player at any point in time can either fire the agent or direct the agent to do what he's asking him to do. You know, these players do go along for the ride. So I always laugh that people blame it on Boras. Like, these players are 12-year-olds who don't have any free will or you're grounded. You're a grown-ass man. Mm-hmm. You know, you can pretty much figure out if you've got a good deal in front of you and you go, Scott, you know, are you negotiating for yourself? You're negotiating for me. Here's what we're going to do. You're going to call the Blue Jays and you're going to tell them I want to be there on a 5-year 150 and this is what we're doing. And again, if Boras doesn't want it, he can go rep somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested. Candidly, like, I've never been afraid in my life, career, of giving you an opinion. I really don't have one with this Bregman thing. It is bizarro to me. My only opinion is I'm not giving him 6 or 7 years. I don't care who I am. I don't care if I got that Ted Rogers money up in Toronto. I'm not giving you 6, 7 years. What are you, crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Because then here's what happens. The Blue Jays don't win again. They trade Vlad. They trade Bo. And then you're stuck with old-ass Alex Bregman on a rebuilding team.
I was going to say, how many people look at the Baez situation and go, that, I don't like that. That, we got to stay away from
the
that.
The difference is, but I don't want to be mean. It's a Friday. The sun's out. We're good.
When has that ever stopped you?
Anyone with a brain knew Baez was the worst signing any team in baseball
there
could make.
There it is.
Period.
Okay.
Anyone.
There's my little guy.
That's different. Bregman's a good ball player who has some red flags. Javi was a whole different ball of wax. David, a couple of ticket texts. We'll get to this Aiden Hutchinson on Myles Garrett comment momentarily. What do you got for me?
Someone says, yes, I do believe that Bregman signs by Monday. It would be a 7-year deal somewhere.
Oof.
Wow.
Yikes.
After the Tigers ended their season, all I wanted this entire offseason was Alex Bregman. 4-year deal, maybe 5, but no more than that. If they're hearing he wants 7, I am out. Yeah, on Alex Bregman.
And as Rico said, you can ask for it, but I'm not going to be held hostage by him. Yeah, he's a nice player, but don't get carried away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll get held hostage by one guy on this roster. It'd be Tarek Skubal. And from all signs, that doesn't sound like that's going anywhere.
Doesn't sound like that at all. Someone says, I would do 5 at 150 right now, but he probably doesn't want that. So
no.
Someone else says, regarding the Belichick stuff we talked about earlier, someone says, I'm 41. Just picked up my 4-year-old from daycare. It'd be like finding my date there. That's disgusting.
Thank you. Thank you for agreeing with me.
That really put it in perspective. That, yeah, you're a...
Actually, Bill's 74, she's 24.
So you would literally be a 56-year-old man at a daycare.
That's disgusting.
Like I said, you know, love comes in all...
That would send you to jail. That would send you underneath the jail.
Well, love comes in all shapes and sizes, but I'm sorry.
What is she... No, like, love is love.
It's
like,
a two-way street. It's a two-way street. He's just... Bill. They both got mental issues. It's insane.
I mean, he's rich. I get it, but... Okay.
Yeah, that's crazy. Someone says, revoke the roller from Kenny. Take it from him now.
I feel like that should be on the table. That was a disgraceful performance by Kenny Cott.
Yeah, he's having a rough time. Rough time.
Let's get to Aiden's comment. We're going to do it next. He had something to say about Myles Garrett and the team's pursuit of it, and I thought it was really weird. We'll do it next. 97.1.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.